It is a Patriots Monday at Gillette Stadium for middays with MFB, Lou Maloney, Christian Fourier, Tim Benz, and Julian Edelman, as always. You're right getting flipped over like that?
You feel yeah, will right you stop today? That already?
Yeah. If we would have scored, it would have been good.
Would have been worth it?
Would have been worth it.
But you didn't, so.
You didn't score, though, so now is it not?
Definitely have to play a little smarter out there.
You said that a couple times in your post-game interviews. When you say play smarter, how do you make yourself play smarter when your competitive nature gets going and you're trying to flip over guys?
I mean, you got to analyze risk. You got to know the situation of, you know, what situation you're in. You know, if it's fourth down, third down, and you got to get a first down or something, I mean, that's when you can go out and lay your body on the line a little more. But, you know, there's 16 games and you just got to play a little smarter.
I mean, do you feel like, I mean, even more so now since you're really one of the only guys who's really making some plays, that you need to be even more protective of what you do with your body?
Nah, I mean, that's just individually just trying to be out there for 16 games. I mean, that's durability is better than ability sometimes, especially in this game with how tough it is. And, you know, sometimes you just got to know when the fight is over.
You know, there in the morning, guys talking to Tom, and they said offensively, and he said nothing was going well. And they said, what about Julian Edelman? And he said, okay, that's one guy. He said, one guy, you know, in this offense. Does it just feel like it's pitch and catch sometimes with you guys out there? I mean, because you'll take all the receptions, but, you know, it does seem like everybody else is sort of, where are they at this point?
You know, it's an overall offensive thing right now. I mean, we're just not clicking. We haven't played one of our best games yet. And, you know, it's early in the year. We're 2-1, so you got to look at that. We're taking care of the ball. We just have to improve, you know, our third down and red area offense a little better and play those situations out better. So, you know, I'm sure we'll be going back this week, and, you know, we're gonna analyze the film today and, you know, take from the bad and you know, build from the good and just try to improve. And that's what you do. If you can improve every day in this game and in this league, that's when your team starts getting good.
Julian Edelman with us on Middays with MFB. I asked you about this during the post-game interview session. When the first drive of the game started, a couple passes to Bird to try to diversify the passing game all week long on the offensive coaching staff, and did that carry over to the first drive? So it wasn't all you all the time?
You know, I don't think so. That's just, you know, that Tom was going that way, and, you know, that was the – I don't know if that was the read, but – you know, sometimes other guys are going to get the ball. I mean, that's part of the game. It's a team game, and there's 11 guys on offense. And so, I mean, you don't go in just saying we're trying to get this guy. You know, you go in and you just try to move the chains. You try to play out the situations and, you know, move the ball effectively. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do.
Because that goes to what you were saying about durability and ability, right? I mean, you can't get – you got smoked on one play by one of the – I think it was Lamar Woodley, right? Who knocked the ball loose from you?
Yeah.
I mean, because you can't get every ball and manage to get to the sidelines healthy after every series.
You know, you're just going to go out there and you're going to play the game. You know, that's what we do. And so my job is to go out there, get open and catch a ball, and that's what I'm trying to do.
You know, I know it's just a couple years Wes hasn't been around, right? But that's one of the things everybody loved about Wes Welker. Was there something that while he was doing his job that – you learned from him? Is this has become, you've sort of passed the torch to you as far as what he did to stay on the field and how to protect himself and what you have to do now?
Well, I mean, you know, he was here a few years back and he's moved on. And, you know, one thing about Wes is, you know, he analyzed his risk. He knew when the fight was over. He, you know, and that's something you respect in a player like him who's done it, you know, consistently for years and years and year out. So, that's what Wes did. I mean, he protected himself. He knew when to get down, and, you know, he's a good player.
Hey, so could you do me a favor? Mm-hmm. Could you grab Brandon LaFell and talk to him about the art of setting a pick, of running a pick play, so Amendola can get a reception that counts?
He's not Shaq in the NBA.
Can he not flop? I mean, go over, explain to our audience what – how do you do that correctly?
Your like, guys, what's the most important they're thing? Bad actors. I'm sure they
yeah,
are terrible actors.
I don't know. I haven't seen the play, but
it's flopping 1-on-1. It's borderline FIFA soccer.
FIFA. It's a good video game. Yeah. FIFA. I'm actually really into it right now.
What country do you play with?
But when you play with FC Byron.
Oh, okay. Right.
Defensive team. I'm not very good in the goals yet, so I can set it up, you know, play defense, play, you know, discipline back there, and I try to play it like we play over here, you know.
So, okay. So when you, as a wide receiver, if you would do it, when you set the pick, you trying to just avoid contact, try to just get him off stride, like, because there's been some hard hits on picks?
I don't want to call it a pick. It's more of just going and running your route. You know, it's kind of, you run a sit route or whatever, I don't, you know, you just go and run the route. I'm sure I have to see the play, but that play has been called, hasn't been called, has been called. I mean, you see other teams do it, and it's fine, and then it's not fine. So I'm sure we're going to go up, and we're going to coach that up a little better, and, you know, we're going to execute it better, hopefully, and try to get that thing down.
What about you know, Tom Brady getting hit? I mean, I know you're getting beat up there as well, but you go out there, you run the routes, you look, turn around, he's back on his back again. I mean, he's been getting hit hard here this week. You know, concerns about your guy? I mean, this is like the guy that's throwing you the passes.
I mean, it's a rough game, and, you know, we all got to tighten it up a little, and, you know, 12's a tough guy, so he's gonna do what he has to do to take those hits or, you know, get the ball. I don't know. You know, you have to ask him, but, you know he's going to be all right.
Two red zone questions for you, Julian. First of all, the one that yielded the touchdown where Gronk caught it in the first half, what did Tom see or what was diagnosed by the offense by Brady at the line of scrimmage to call the timeout before they brought Gronk back on the field to eventually score the touchdown? And the second one is when you guys kicked the field goal at the end of the first half, was there some confusion about the down and distance sequencing there as the clock was ticking down after Ridley had the initial carry?
I don't know what happened on the timeout. I think
Tom got to the line, third and two.
Didn't see Gronk on the field.
Yeah, Gronk was not on the field. No. Gronk was on the sidelines, and then when you guys came back out again, Gronk was in the huddle and sure enough caught the touchdown.
Who knows? I think I was just trying to get my breath. So
yeah, because you had gotten the catch the play before, I believe.
Possibly. I mean, you know, I think we just went up there and then we Tom didn't like what he saw and, you know, called a timeout, and I think we had a timeout to burn, and it's kind of like a Kodak situation. Go out there, see what they're going to do. Is they're down? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. So that could have been that. And then what was the other one?
The other one was the sequence at the end of the first half. Started with about 46 seconds left. Ridley takes a carry. I think you guys might have gotten a favorable spot that maybe threw you off because he looked like he came up short of the sticks, but they gave you the first down anyway. Uh-huh. Was there confusion as to whether or not you had picked up the first down there? Or why did so much time elapse between that and the next carry?
I think we were probably going for the it's a situation where it's like the last possession situation. So, you know, if you get points, I think, you know, we had the ball coming in the second half. If you get points, it's a plus. Or if you get a touchdown, that's a plus, but you want to guarantee some kind of points to make it a 10-point swing if you score on the opening drive in the second half. So it was kind of one of those things, you know, without the way the game was going.
Does it drive you crazy that even though you guys won the game and people are still nitpicking and being extremely critical of everything that goes on with the offense? I mean, it was a success, right? You did win, right? The Patriots did win yesterday?
I believe we won.
Yeah. So, I mean, but all you see is, like, you know, people.
High standards.
I mean, I guess it's the expectations that everybody had and where this offense should be. How far behind do you think the offense is, and how much more does it need to do to get better?
You know, it's, you know, there's a lot of expectations out here, especially with, you know, the history that we've had. But, you know, that's all noise. You know, we just have to continue to try to get better day in and day out. And, you know, if we get 5 plays better next game, and, you know, then you get 10 plays better the next game, I mean, then you're starting to get into a little something, and that's when you start developing your stride. So that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to go out here and we're going to practice hard. We have an extra day of practice. We got a big game coming up against Kansas City on Monday night. So as long as we just try to improve, everyone just do their job, and you know, we'll be all right.
Would you consider yourself a trash talker on the field? Make some catches? A little bit or no?
I have fun.
I was wondering, there was that one catch in the sidelines that it was, you know, it looked like the Oakland Raider bench felt you didn't get your feet in or possess the ball, and it was ruled a catch, and I think you just turned around and told them that, no, that was a catch, I'm sure very calmly. I'm just wondering, could you share what you shared with the Oakland Raider bench?
You didn't see another duck, did you?
I don't think I saw a duck. I think I just said, you know, I think I got 2 feet in, sir. Please check that if you want.
All right.
Just check. Affirm it.
No, yeah. Just check because I see, you know, the first downs, you know, you get the stare to the crowd. I love it. You know, the first down thing. There seems to be some words sometimes, like it's trash talking maybe.
I don't know if it's trash talking. It's more of just competing out there and, you know, sometimes guys talk and, you know, it's a, Christian, you know how it goes out there. Sometimes, you know, you tell someone, oh, you know, you got me that play, but I'm going to get you next time. And it all depends on, you know, the game and who's out there. It's fun.
Well, it's a question. It's, have you seen the language, the dirty language? Because now, like, the refs are looking for the
Colin Kaepernick flag from last
week. Yeah, have you seen more curse words, less curse words? Are you guys more careful about what you say?
He said something to the ref last week and got a flag for it.
There's this emphasis, just like, you know, holding and pass interference with the refs. So they don't want any swear words out there. Have you seen? I mean, that's still got to go on, right? It's not like guys are gonna. Oh, gee, I better not say this word, or I might get a flag.
You know, if they're gonna start calling that, you have to adjust because you don't want to put your team in a situation of getting that penalty. Because in an offense, that can kill a drive. You know, getting a 10-yard or whatever, it's unsportsmanlike conduct. So. If they don't call it, you know, you're going to talk a little. If they do, that's when you kind of muzzle up.
Did you think the energy in the stadium was at a low level yesterday? It seemed like, one, it wasn't sold out, which, okay, fine, I'll give you that. But it just seemed like there was no energy in the stadium, even just from where we were sitting.
I mean, the stadium got pretty loud at the end of the game, backed up the defense. So, I mean, I felt some energy.
Okay.
I felt some energy.
Mm-hmm. Lastly, now that Wolfork has established himself as having the second best hands of the team after yourself, did he give Gronk any grief for not catching the tip ball from Woodson after he caught his tipped interception to seal the win?
I do not know that one yet, but I can be sure to let you know that next week.
Well, hold on, because Lou was saying he should have caught that ball, and of course I think you should also, but explain to him, like, when a ball gets tipped.
Explain to me.
There is a little bit of, you know, panic that comes into your head based on, you know, where you're getting it. You grab it before you, you know, you get hit. Break that down just a little bit for him.
Tip balls are tough because, I mean, you're honed in the quarterback and you see that ball and you're putting a little chaos in that view, the path coming to you. And it happens literally so fast that, I mean, those are tough and
they're tricky.
Yeah,
they're tricky.
Kind of like
a tight end fraternity. I think what's going on here.
Like a curveball or a split or a slider coming at you.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pulls you off a little.
Yeah, like it's like a foul tip that you have to catch on a slider.
There's a baseball player right there.
As a catcher.
There you go.
All right. So next week we'll get another soccer video game update, right? If you've switched teams or anything like that.
It's just I'm in a slump right now. I'm in a slump. It's bad. I'm getting worked by like little 12-year-olds on the internet. And
do you play against? Do you ever let the 12-year-old kids know, like, hey, I'm Julian Edelman, NFL wide receiver?
Yeah, is there like a blue mark, like Twitter, where it's authenticated that it's you?
Nah, you kind of keep that on the low.
Like people talking trash.
They don't know they talk trash to you.
Yeah, five years ago when we were playing, like they had the whole team on Call of Duty. You know, I don't know who gave it out, but someone gave out that who we were. And then you start getting friend requests from, you know, 50 people that, you know, and then they start trying to play in your game all the time, and it gets a little weird. So,
you know, 12-year-old soccer video game stalkers.
I bet you they're the best too.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
Do they show their age?
No, but you can sometimes you can hear, you know, when you hear like a mom in the background or something.
Go to bed.
Yeah,
it's like 12 o'clock at night.
Mom, I'm beating Julian Edelman. Leave me alone.
Yeah. I mean, you hear grilled cheese. You hear this. I mean, it's pretty insane to see how, you know, these little kids, they're just so darn good.
No more bikes.
Oh, no bike? Bikes. What's a bike?
Hey, thanks for coming in, man.
All right, guys.
All right, so are we Patriots Monday on Tuesday next week? Since we got Monday night game?
What are we, Joey? What are the rules here?
This is a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday.
That's
Julian,
it.
If he comes in studio next week on Tuesday, you probably will have the day off. We can do it in studio or over the phone, whatever you want to do.
He doesn't like days off. He's a grinder.
I'm not going to put you on the spot right now, but you can let
it depends if some
on.
Kid's kicking his butt in soccer. Yeah.
He already screwed up. He gave me the option.
Maybe get 3 games of FIFA in before I come in.
Thanks, Julian.
12 minutes each.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Wide receiver for the New England Patriots, Julian Edelman.